Blog Talk Radio.
You think it won't win it, Wiz? We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right, talking about Carly Russell tonight. Now, I don't normally do this. I don't normally do this. I don't normally cover celebrity topics or current events and things like this. But this one, I thought I would take a stab at because it was national news and it involved a person who wasn't a celebrity. And I know how topics like this affect people. And the way that this case is going, or should I say this situation, it hasn't become a case legally. Legally, it hasn't become a case because there hasn't been any arrests or any there hasn't been any legal action taken so far. So we are talking about Carly Russell. Carly Russell is a young woman from Alabama who is a nurse. I'm not sure if she's a registered nurse, but I believe so, who last week went missing after reporting on a 911 call that she stopped on the side of the road to tend to a toddler who was in Pampers and nothing else, who she was trying to help to safety. And during the time of the 911 call, she was allegedly accosted, assaulted, abducted. And from that time on, for 49 hours, she was missing. No one had heard from her. No one knew exactly what happened with her. And a nation was concerned. Not unlike many times when we've heard reports of people going missing, people were concerned about her safety. The internet was in a frenzy. It seemed like another situation where a young, beautiful black woman was abducted or a victim of human trafficking, and people were very upset about it, and rightfully so, expectedly so. Well, I believe it was on either Sunday or Monday of this week, Carly showed back up. She showed up at her parents' house alive and seemingly well. And normally that would be a good thing. Normally that would be a great thing. It's definitely not a thing that happens commonly when people go missing. Unfortunately, it really tends to end tragically, and this time it didn't. So people were relieved, like ready to give her a hero's welcome, and to hear her, and we wanted to hear her story, and people were just poised and ready to hear a story about tragedy and triumph, and it really didn't work out that way. Things went left pretty fast. So here we are on the 20th of July, just about 1 week removed from the thought to be abduction. And we're going to get into it, talking about how if nothing has happened to her, if nothing happened to Carly, how does it affect the way that we respond to women, particularly black women who go missing and who garner national attention, media attention, money in the form of GoFundMes and comfort and support for her family, friends, loved ones, things like that. How will it affect how we deal with those things in the future? Will this stand as a boy who cried wolf type of situation that may spill out into real situations or authentic abduction situations where people have been in really potentially violent or dangerous situations of a true nature. Now, I'm not going to go and say that this woman, Carly Russell, is not telling the truth. But the cops sure don't have a problem saying that Carly Russell isn't telling the truth. Yesterday on my Facebook page, I put up a video about the press conference that the Alabama police put out detailing the facts of the case as they have it right now. Now, the interesting part about that is that the cops put out the press conference. Carly Russell has not said anything to the press. She has not done any interviews. She has not spoken to any reporters. She has not appeared on camera or on any audio to tell her story. And that has a lot of people feeling very suspicious. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Now, to be fair, if any of us were ever involved in a situation that where there could have been sexual assault, physical assault, any type of traumatization, everyone handles trauma different. People handle being in situations of duress differently. So whereas maybe I might be the type of person that goes forward and comes out and tells everybody what happened to me to try to prevent the public from being in a potentially dangerous situation, Carly or somebody else may feel like maybe what happened to her or them is so traumatic for them that they haven't had time to process the whole situation, and maybe they're just happy to be free, but maybe they don't feel like they're free yet. Maybe they don't feel like they're out of danger yet. Maybe they feel like something is still going on. Maybe they are suffering from PTSD. So I'm not going to be so fast to rush the judgment, but it's not looking good. It's not looking good, brothers and sisters. It ain't looking good. Now, Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, she says, I ain't going to lie. I was riding for Carly, but now I'm sus. You're sus. I'm sus. The cops is mad sus. The cops are sus. They super sus. If there was a limitation of how sus you could be, the cops would have reached it. Now, when they had the press conference yesterday, they revealed a lot of information about Carly that was damaging. If she is in any way being truthful, and definitely if she is found to be lying or untruthful, the cops straight up and down came out and said they don't have any reason to believe that the public is in danger. A lot of people wouldn't understand what that meant. When the cops say that they don't have any reason to believe that the public is in danger, that means that there is no predator and there is no victim. There is no predator and there is no victim. Normally they would only say that they have no reason that they they would only say that there is no reason to believe that the public is in danger is when they have apprehended a suspect. If there's still a suspect out there in the world, then they would tell everybody to, please try to relax as much as possible, that there is an investigation going on, and that although they have not nabbed any suspects or they have not apprehended any suspects, that they are on the case and that the problem should be rectified soon. That's what they usually say when there is a threat to the public out there. They said there is no threat to the public. They said they don't have any reason to believe that there is any threat. Code word is, ain't nobody do nothing. There is no victim. That would mean that Carly Russell is not a victim, and it also means that they don't have any suspects. Now, this situation is kind of ugly. It's kind of ugly because there's a race angle on this whole thing. For any of y'all who don't know the complete story, or maybe you came up on the back end of this story, and I'm surprised I know about it because I don't normally get involved or entrenched in this kind of stuff. But, you know, look, I found out, I heard about it, found out about it, and then I didn't know anything about it until she had actually come home. And then I started reading about it, and I said, Boosie. Hold on, you came back for part two? I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, so there's a race angle on this situation. Now, maybe y'all don't know about this whole situation. The way that this situation started out was last week, Carly Russell made a 911 call to the Alabama State Police or whatever. She was on the highway, and she said that she saw a white toddler. The baby was supposed to be white. The child was supposed to be white. That she saw, she said that she saw walking on the side of a busy highway. She talked to the 911 operator. Now, they played the entire call of Carly Russell to the 911 operators on a press conference that the cops had yesterday. And so they were asking Carly, you know, what the baby looks like, what he has on, what he has on, is it a boy or girl? And it was interesting. The answers that she gave were interesting. Now, I don't know about you. But if I see a child on the side of a road and there are no adults or anything like that, when I call 911, I'm going to sound like I'm kind of in an emergent state. Because more than likely, I was on my way to go somewhere. I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all. More than likely, I'm on my way to go somewhere, and this has held me up. So I'm doing my civic duty. I'm being a humanitarian right now and trying to see what's up with this baby. So had it been me, I probably would have sounded like I was in a more emergent state. Like, yo, I don't know who this child is. The child is not speaking. You know, maybe the child was too young to be able to say mommy and daddy or whatever like that. But first of all, that's very suspect right there. Like a baby that can't talk or identify himself or whatever on the side of the road. Like, what's going on? You know, are there any other cars out here? You know, how does a baby make it out this far? Are there any houses on the side of the road, you know, to whereas the baby could have somehow wandered off and, you know, and gotten in danger? But, of course, she didn't want the baby to get hit by a car or whatever. But the way that she was answering the question is, like, when they asked, is it a boy or a girl? And she said that she really couldn't tell. They asked what the baby had on. She said that the baby only had on a pamper. So I'm thinking, like, pamper and nothing else on. So did it have on shoes or I don't, you know. Anyway, so shortly after the description of the baby and everything, then you hear what sounds like Carly being assailed, assaulted, abducted, whatever. Now, when they clocked the location of where Carly allegedly called from, they found her purse, they found her phone, you know, they found her car with the car door open. It was, you know, they found a scene that looked a little grim. So, of course, they're wondering, okay, well, where is the child? Where is the victim? Where's the new victim? So now it grew legs from there. Carly Russell is a nurse, so she has a job, and you know, an important job at that. You know, you're a nurse, your job is to assist with helping people to recover from illness, and also you're supposed to have a bedside manner that is really sympathetic to when people are hurt and not doing well physically. So she has a job that's extremely important in the community. And she was well known in the community. She's a pretty girl. That's number one. So you know people are going to jump on that with the quickness. I'm not saying that if she wasn't a very pretty girl or she was just a regular looking chick, it wouldn't have made a difference. But pretty people seem to get a lot of attention, whether they are hurt or not, whether they are in need or not. You know it, I know it, we all know it. So when they couldn't find this woman, and then the report started coming out that she was missing, friends, family members, other concerned citizens of the community and things like that, they were holding candlelight vigils, they were starting GoFundMes, you know, people were out there searching for this woman. Because we know how these things happen. We know what happens to black women who go missing. We know what happens to black people who go missing. But we know that the likelihood that a black woman is going to return home safely after an abduction or some type of violent situation in which they have gone missing doesn't normally end well. So here we are. Now it's kind of looking like after the police did an investigation, it's looking like it was a setup. It's looking like nothing really happened. And it's looking like somebody was lying through their teeth and creating a situation that has garnered a lot of speculation. People are wondering if she did all of this just to gain a few dollars. If she's mentally, they're wondering if she's mentally ill and fabricated this whole story because she's psychotic. People are wondering if she is involved with another man because she's known to have a boyfriend. And from what I understand, her boyfriend exposed some things about her before the police came forward. So it's almost looking like the worst thing that this woman could have done was show up alive and well. That may have been a situation in which she has incriminated herself. And that's what it's looking like people are speculating has happened here. What's going on, Mia Cunningham? God damn, what's going on? How you feeling? And also Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. Kyle says, if she was on a 911 call, she says, I would have been crying and upset. She sounded none of that. She really didn't. She was explaining this thing like it wasn't nothing. But you know what? I didn't hear on the call, Carol? And you know, what I didn't hear on the 9/11 call was I didn't hear a baby talking in the background. You know, young babies, toddlers, infants, they be cooing. If they can't talk, it'd be like, nah, nah, nah. You know, you, mah, 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 mah. You know, they be talking. They just don't be talking. They be sounding off. They just don't be talking. I didn't hear none of that. And if you are comforting a child while you're talking on the phone, you know, trying to get some help for them, more than likely, you know, you might be actually talking to the child. Like, hey, baby, you know, hey, you know, because you're on the call, and you're probably trying to make sure that the baby is comforted at the same time. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. No? No? Y'all are mothers. How many women we have on this phone? I mean, how many women do we have in the chat right now? 1, 2, 3, 4. What up, Savoy? Savoy building the story. What's going on? So all of you are probably mothers. And if not, if you're not mothers, I'm sure you've done some mothering. You've done some mothering. Now, you know, when you talk on the phone trying to get your own kids situated, or if you are babysitting other children, minding other children, like your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids, neighbors' kids, godchildren, whatever, when they're babies like that, you know, when you're talking on the phone, it's like you sometimes you have to put one thing on hold so you can take care of the other. So if you're trying to change your pamper and you're on the phone, you might have to tell the person to hold on because you got to keep the baby still. You got to make sure that you don't get peed on. You got to make sure. And not that she was changing a baby, but the baby, if the baby is old enough, strong enough to be out there walking the side of the road, I'm thinking that a baby would be talking, not necessarily talking in a coherent sense to where she knows words, he or she knows words, but they're going to be making sounds. Well, now, a baby could have been deaf mute. It's possible the baby could have been deaf mute if there's a baby at all. But that's another concern that people are having. That highway has cameras alongside of it, and they just didn't see what was reported in the area that where it happened. So it was a busy highway, and nobody else claimed to have seen a baby. Was it a situation where Carly just happened to spot the baby and nobody else did? Even if it's a busy highway, it doesn't mean that it's consistently busy exactly at the point where the baby was. I'm only putting scenarios out there. I'm asking questions. I wasn't there. I can't say. But the police don't seem to believe that there was any baby involved. But like I said, there's a race angle because the baby was supposed to be white. She described the baby as being Caucasian, not a black baby. It wasn't a little brown baby. It wasn't even a little light-skinned baby, according to Carly Russell. White baby. Do y'all remember back in the days, back in the 80s? Do y'all remember Tawana Brawley? Do you remember the Tawana Brawley case? Tawana Brawley was a New York chick who claimed that she was raped by some white guys. Now, this is way before the internet, but it's still garnered national attention. And that's how Reverend Al Sharpton got a lot of his notoriety, because he was riding for Tawana Brawley. I can look up the Tawana Brawley case. Let's look up the Tawana Brawley case. Because the Tawana Brawley case got a lot of national sympathy. And it didn't end well. The Tawana Brawley case. All right. Oh, shit. Did you know Tawana Brawley she was born on December 15th, 1971, so that makes her a Sagittarius. Fuck. Yo, all my Zodiac people, y'all say. All right. Lordy. All right. On November 28th, 1987, Tawana Brawley, who had been missing for 4 days from her home in Wappingers Falls, New York, was found seemingly unconscious and unresponsive, lying in a garbage bag several feet from an apartment where she had once lived. Her clothing was torn and burned and her body smeared with feces. She was taken to the emergency room where the words KKK, nigger, and bitch were discovered written on her torso with charcoal. A detective from the Sheriff's Juvenile Aid Bureau, among others, was summoned to interview Brawley, but she remained unresponsive. The family requested a black officer, which the police department was unable to provide. Brawley, described as having an extremely spacey look on her face, communicated with the officer with nods of the head, shrugs and of the shoulder, and written notes. The interview lasted 20 minutes, during which she uttered only one word, neon, through gestures and writing. However, she indicated that she had been raped repeatedly in a wooded area by six white men, at least one of whom she said was a police officer. A sexual assault was administered and police began building a case. Brawley provided no names or descriptions of her assailants. She later told others that there was there had been no rape, only other kinds of sexual abuse. Forensic tests found no evidence that a sexual assault of any kind had occurred. There was no evidence of exposure to elements which would have been expected in a victim held for several days in the woods at a time when the temperature dropped below freezing at night. All right. I'm not going to read the rest of it. If y'all want to look up the Tawana Brawley case, matter of fact, let me give y'all a link. Y'all can go check out the Tawana Brawley case because this has some Tawana Brawley-esque features. The Carly Russell case has some Tawana Brawley-esque features attached to it. This ain't a good look. I don't want to give y'all the Wikipedia, John. New York Times, the motherfucking Times. Okay. Give y'all this one. Now, like I said, this, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Do y'all see that link I put up? Yeah, now, you know, that's where Al Sharpton got a lot of his notoriety from. He was riding hard for Tawana Brawley. He was riding hard for Tawana Brawley. He really was. And they all got egg on their face. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. So, getting back to the Carly Russell thing. Like I said, there's a race angle claiming that the men, allegedly, she has told family members that she was assaulted by white men, abducted by white men, subjected to violence, sexual assault, all of those stuff. Says she was thrown in the back of an 18-wheeler. She got away. They caught her. Put her back in the 18-wheeler. Like, the story that she tells is an adventure. Now, she hasn't reported this to the public. So the cops are putting together certain things. And remember, they got surveillance. They have surveillance videos and stuff like that. and they claim that this is an ongoing investigation, so they can't reveal everything. But the stuff that they revealed yesterday in that press conference basically told you that they don't believe that she's telling the truth. They don't believe that there's any reason for anyone to fear, and that they think that she's lying. They don't think anything happened to this woman. They think that she just disappeared for whatever reason. And, you know, when you go missing and they catch, and these things right here are your tracking system. Wherever you go, you don't even have to make a call. You don't have to make a call. If you do anything on the internet or whatever, it pings off of the towers wherever you are, in whatever area you are. So you can say that you were in Jersey when you were actually in Pennsylvania. They check your phone to see if you used your phone, and they see what towers it was pinging off of. You can't ping off of a Jersey tower if you're in Pennsylvania. Can't happen. So you ain't even got to make a call. You go, you search for something on the internet, you post to social media, whatever. Yeah, it's pinging. Even if you don't even have phone service, it will ping. Not only that, but when you're missing, they try to see the last people that you called, your last Google searches, and her Google searches are looking bad, bad, bad. They searched, they looked in her Google search history. Turns out that she Googled what's the maximum age for Amber Alert. This is before she allegedly found a toddler on the side of the road. She also looked up how to steal money from a cash register without getting caught. And they said, she looked up, she searched for the movie, what was it, Taken? I think there was a movie named called Taken that she looked up. That was a movie about abduction. So these phones will give people a window into what your thought patterns were, or how life was going for you, or a little window into your mind before whatever happens to you from the view of the last person who saw you. And for her, it ain't looking good. So yeah, she's searching for certain things, and then it's like let's just say she spoke it into existence. She also is caught on surveillance tape stealing a roll of toilet paper or something. I don't know what it's going to be. Stealing snacks or whatever. You know how much registered nurses get paid? They ain't got no business stealing nothing. They make six figures. At the very least, if she's a full-time registered nurse, at the very least, she's making $90,000 a year. At the very least. They make six figures. They make six figures. Yes, they do. Even if you are a LPN, so you're not a registered nurse, you're a step below. Average salary is like $60,000. You still get paid. Now, that's not to say that people with money don't steal, because they do. You know, she might have been getting her klepto on. People who steal don't care how much money they have. DMX told us that when he was alive. Rest in peace, DMX. All right, let me see what y'all saying here. Oh, Carol asked about the Google searches. What about her Google searches? Sorry, not sorry, but I'm not buying it. I hear you. Savoy says, I found a four-year-old that couldn't talk, and she was still in Pampers. I asked how old she was, what her name was. She was talking gibberish. That's what I'm saying, Savoy. It's like, I mean, if they are not a mute, and even if they are a mute, some sound is going to come out. They may not be able to talk, but they can make a sound. So you may be a deaf mute, whereas you have not learned how to talk, but you will still make a owl. I'm not even trying to diss, but it's the truth. Even if you are a deaf mute, you can't hear yourself talk, but other people can. So you would have thought that a lost baby or a baby that was planted out there would be saying something. I mean, the baby can't be told to be like, yo, listen, we're about to abduct this black woman. So what I need you to do is you go out there and do your baby thing, act like you can't talk, and don't say nothing. Exercise your Fifth Amendment, baby. I need you to exercise your right to remain silent, all right? Fifth Amendment all day. You just go in there, be cute, and be the baby prop that we need to go ahead and wrap her up. This is Alabama we talking about, y'all. Alabama. I don't know if y'all know a whole lot about the Dirty South. Y'all know that Mississippi was burning. I don't know if y'all know that it's still burning. But one thing is for sure, Alabama been burning, ain't never, ever cooled down. Birmingham, all day, every day. You know, you look at Mississippi, and listen, I'm not dissing nobody from the South, but you look at Mississippi, at least Mississippi can be credited for being the home of blues, jazz, and possibly rock and roll. Some good shit has come out of Mississippi, the great state of Mississippi, Cotton State, Mississippi. Alabama? I don't know about nothing good that ever came out of Alabama. If y'all know something, let me know. Holler at me. Because all I know is they have angry-looking forests that they have been known to abduct and kill black people in. That's all I know about Alabama. And that's whether you're talking about coastal Alabama all the way up to where it joins with Mississippi. You know, there's a part of Alabama that joins with Florida. Florida is a peninsula, but the part of Florida that's on the mainland goes over. Like where Pensacola is, it goes over and joins with Alabama. So Alabama is actually a coastal state. For the Gulf Coast, the Gulf of Mexico. But Alabama ain't never been good for black people. And if you know anybody who has traveled to Alabama and they black, more than likely, they ain't tell you nothing good or great about it. Like, yeah, I lived in Alabama for a while, but I had to get the fuck out of Alabama. Alabama. Get the fuck out of Alabama. I'm a black man, black woman from Alabama. I had to get out of there before they put me in the slammer or wrap the rope around my neck. I couldn't get no love and absolutely no respect. I had to check myself, get out of there for my family health. And that's my... All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, Apple devices are tracking devices, so maybe that's why her watch and phone were left behind. Yeah. Yeah. Which seems even more suspect. What did her abductor say? Nah, leave that phone behind and that watch. You don't need all of that. You don't need that. Listen, if a full grown adult person wants to come up missing, they can make sure that they come up missing. You know, shoot, some of y'all go, especially women do this all the time, will go rent out a hotel for the weekend just to get away from people. They don't want to be contacted. No, they ain't up in the telly with no man. They in the telly with their own thoughts. They just need to get away and decompress. No phone, no bills, no kids, no spouse, no man, no friends, no nothing. nothing but a TV, maybe a jacuzzi or something. They just, you know, sometimes people just need an escape. But if you got an Apple, if you got an Apple phone, an iPhone, it's hard. Y'all be sharing y'all location and all of that. Android people, we don't get down like that. We don't get down like all that. You want to know our location? Come where we at. We can share it, but we don't do it. And we don't make it easy. All right. Carol says, there are text messages that say otherwise. Supposedly, she was in a dispute with another woman about the boyfriend, allegedly. Yeah, it's messy. It's messy, and all kinds of shit is coming out. You're not going to be able to stop it. Carol says, most babies will cry when around strangers. You don't say. Yeah, this must have been like a toy baby. This must have been like a TV or movie baby. You know how in the movies or on TV, you can make kids just listen and do whatever you want them to do and sit still and all that kind of shit. Yeah. Real life. You don't want to be around no strange baby. They're going to make life hard for you. Mia Cunningham says, I don't know anything about this story, but what I do know is when reporting, it's important to remain calm, clear, and concise. Like I said, this is the first time I'm hearing this. Okay. T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. What's going on? T. Carey Wright says, I agree, Mia, at reporting in a calm manner. Okay. Savoy says, I was pissed when I found the child. That would have been me. I would have been feeling some kind of way. Like, look, man, I'm on my way to an appointment, whatever. Here I am trying to do the right thing. Look, 911, hurry up. Yo, listen. When y'all get here, I got to go. So all that interviewing y'all want to do and all that kind of shit, look, y'all going to have to call me on the phone. I got an appointment. All right, you know what I mean? Hurry up. Get somebody on the Friday. Get somebody on the fire. Emily Dunlap in the house said Emily. And she says, white baby and no Amber Alerts. Damn, Emily, I ain't taking that shit. Ooh, shit. That's true. They the only ones who that have Amber Alerts responded to them. They don't do no Amber Alert. They don't really do no Amber Alerts on no black baby. They'd be like, oh, that baby at his grandma's house. All right, anyway. Emily says, I'm not believing this. And yes, why didn't the baby make any sounds at all? And even now, her return, why no talk about the said baby? Yeah. I saw a meme. I saw a meme the other day, yesterday. It said now they saying that the baby dropped her off and kept going. Like, yo, man, I can't. 7:52. All right, we got a little bit more time because there's a lot to this, man. It's a lot to this story. TK Wright says, Carol, I don't know because I had the same tone of voice when someone broke into my house while my kids and I were watching a movie. The cops thought it was weird. Because it is weird. Most people are not handling that situation calm. Now, if you've been trained to handle a situation calmly, now she is a nurse. So that might be consistent. But it also might be consistent with somebody that's lying through their teeth. So she is trained to keep calm. She probably has to deal. She has to deal with blood, body fluids, people who are in an emergent situation. So she's trained. Yeah, that's consistent. But the baby ain't trained. That's the only thing. The baby ain't trained. The baby. I mean, I know it's Alabama and it's the summertime, but it's at night, right? The baby cold? It still gets cold at night in places. I don't know. All right. Emily says she deliberately took her watch off as to not be tracked. Sounds suspect to me. And who would think to leave their wig behind, neatly placed, not thrown in the road? Maybe when they abducted her, they was like, yo, take your wig off, ma. I mean, I'm sorry. They were white from Alabama.
Hey, girl. Hey, take that wig off your head and neatly place it where, you know, listen, we're going to bring you back to where we're picking you up right now, but we're going to need you to cooperate. If you start acting crazy and if you start resisting and all that kind of stuff, then we're going to make a girl Emmett Till out of you, all right? And now I don't know if you're old enough to remember who Emmett Till was, but I don't think you want to duplicate the actions that happened in that night in the 50s. And we can make it happen because this is Alabama and we don't play. And this is not Bubba Gump. And this is not, okay. Anyway, so, all right, let's go.
So Boy Wilkins says, at Mia, someone left the door unlocked. She was running down the street. Oh, okay. I stopped when I seen her, but put her in the car, then called the cops. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, I guess I'm just a person who sometimes reacts first, thinks later. I do get upset easily. Man, fuck out of here. You reacted like most people reacted. You know what I mean? All that calm shit. Like I said, if you've been trained to do that, it's nothing. But nah, the average person, it's not. Stop. Stop. Most people are not. Have any of y'all kids ever gotten like a bug in their ear or up their nose or something like that? You know what I mean? Some of y'all might have handled it calmly. To where you can see the bug or the fly or something like that. Ever happened? Because it happened. You know, sometimes kids put things in their nose. I remember one time my nephew stuffed a whole safety pin up his nose. With some shit. I was like, yo, little man, you know what I mean? Because that's my man. That was my little man. Like, yo, you know what I mean? I'm thinking like, yo, you know, mess around and punch his brain or whatever. But no, I wasn't calm. I don't always handle things calmly. I don't give a fuck. Some things can't be handled calmly. Sometimes when you handle things in a calm way, people don't respond. Sometimes you got to let them know, yo, 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 right now, I need you to pay attention. Right the fuck now. Now. I'm seeing all kinds of things on this chat that weren't showing up before. Carol says, there was an attack on someone I witnessed. The cops were called. They didn't show up, so I called and told them there was a white woman being attacked in North Philly. I bet they came real quick. I'm done. You did that shit like they did on Good Times. Well, tell them we're white. And Cabrini Green Project, ma. All right. Oh, TK Wright says, no, she Googled how much does it cost to do an Amber Alert. No, that's not what I heard. Now she may have Googled that too. She may have Googled that too. But a lot of different information or compounding information is coming out, so it can be like both things can be true. All right. Carol says called to find the price of a bus ticket to Tennessee. Yes, she did that. She did that. So somebody was on the run. Either that or she was looking out for a cousin. Two things can be true at the same time, right? TK Wright says, she took stuff from work, LOL. We all have, allegedly. Yeah. No big thing. No big deal about that. Carol says, Taki, toilet paper and a robe. She's a monster. Carol says, My SIL is an LPM. LPN, she gets over $35 an hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. LPNs make money. So, you know, They can afford groceries and toiletries. They can afford that. If I can afford it, they can afford it. All right. TK Wright says, in the 9/11 call, she told the operator that she did not touch the child or get out of the car. That's not exactly how. Okay. Okay. Then how the fuck did... That makes it even more ridiculous. I got to go back and listen to that call then, because that didn't touch the child or get out of the car. So how the hell did she get abducted? Shit, you wouldn't. So she saw the baby like, yo, it's a baby. I ain't getting out of there. Hey, yo, baby. Yo, let me call this young boy, John. Yo, 911. Yo, it's a baby outside my joint. I ain't listen, man, you know. To me, babies like crocodiles. They like alligators, man. I'm not getting out, you know, see what's up, no baby. But I'm telling you, I need to get somebody over here and see what's up. Oh, shit. No, hold on, 911. Yo, somebody is going to hit me up the back side of the head. They're taking off my wig. Now, I'll call you back. Carol says, Alabama is known for their dog races. Is that a fact? Oh, okay. I mean, there's something good I'm coming from Alabama, except for the group Alabama. And to me, they're just all right. They're all right. That's what you get for fucking with me. I told you. Yes. I told you. I had told you. Well, TK Wright says, I've allegedly taken toilet paper and a robe from my job. Let me stop. I have. shit. TK Wright also says, for real, my safety has been in danger twice since 2017 at off-road gas stations. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's up? Carol says, I'm guilty of doing Mia says, I have definitely stayed in a hotel by myself to get away from everybody. So Carol has done it. Mia has done it. Mia says, stop knocking Apple O. Me and my children share our locations with one another. First of all, Apple is a company that does not give you anything back. We pay for our phone service, and we buy a $1,000 phone from Apple. I ain't reserving my ire or criticism for no company who I pay. Now, when they start paying me, man, it'd be like, yo. Look, you've been using our phones, you know what I'm saying? You're a good dude. What we think we're going to do is we're going to start paying you. All you got to do is talk on the phone and advertise the phone. Like, matter of fact, you know, like, on your next show, you know, show the little apple on the back of the joint. Let me see. I got an iPhone. All right, yeah, I got an iPhone over here. I'm getting my old work phone, my old work iPhone. See, we got an apple on the back. Yeah. All you got to do is show the apple on the back of the phone, and we're going to start cutting you a check. When they start doing that, I'm going to be like, you ain't going to hear me say nothing bad about no iPhone. Until then, first of all, y'all got to stop copying off the features of Android and acting like y'all thought of it first. That's what y'all got to do. And then y'all got to stop making simp phones. You know what I mean? Dudes who they simp phones. They are. Man, my girl found my location and all that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I got to go, you know, try to get back in Craig. You know what I'm saying? She got my location. She got the location of, you know, my the joint I was allegedly messing with, and she got her location too. She got everybody location. She got the kids location. She got the guy kids location, grandma location. Everybody got the location. I mean, she had everybody on FaceTime. I ain't never seen a FaceTime that was like a Zoom call. You got 15 motherfuckers on FaceTime and shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a family reunion and shit. Family reunion. Yeah, that's what it's like. Goddamn iPhone. I bet you tomorrow I'm going to go get me a Samsung S25. Yeah, I know it don't come out until 2020. I'm going to go get me a Samsung S25 today. Put my down payment on it and shit. They say I can get $1,000 off because the phone won't be like $2,500. Anyway. Anyway, Stacy says, hope she gets therapy. Oh, she gonna get something, because that's the twist on all of this thing. Them cops didn't do that press conference and all of that. I think they're probably going to make an arrest soon, but it's not. I said, this thing ain't going to end well. It ain't going well. It ain't going well, and it ain't going to end well. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. Carol says, my daughter swallowed an earring when she was a toddler. Oh, Lord. Ansel says that. That's called acting black. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Mia says, my son swallowed a button battery. A button battery? When he was a baby. And I damn near lost my mind. When the x-ray showed where it was, I almost fainted. Well, where was your calm, Mia? Where was the calm? Oh, it was because you wasn't on that 9/11 call. Where's the car? Slow down, ma. Where's the car? Slow down, ma. Yeah, yeah. It ain't that deep. Slow down, ma. Where's the car? Where? Oh, okay, so I get it when it's your own kids. Yo, y'all better hurry up and get an ambulance over this motherfucker before I go ahead and get in the car and shit. Matter of fact, I'm gonna fuck the ambulance. Tell the ambulance to meet me at the goddamn hospital or at the corner of blah, 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 blah. Tell the motherfucking ambulance to meet me at Misericordia, Mercy, whatever that shit is, because I don't want nobody there, but they can treat them real quick till we can get them to University of Penn and Jefferson or somewhere. Oh, help me. I ain't trying to wait for an Uber. Hurry up and get there's something with to do. I got to resuscitate my baby. The baby unconscious. Ah, listen, don't ask me those stupid-ass questions. Get a goddamn ambulance. Get an ambulance. Somebody hurry up and get the ambulance. Ambulance. Oh, Black Betty. Ambulance. Oh, Black Betty. All right, we got to get ready to get on out of here, man. I mean, listen, we... Carrie Wright says, we listened to it at work today. So the question is, how did they snatch her? Snatch who? According to the cops, ain't nobody been snatched. Carol says, exactly, Omar. She showed up with a small wound on her face and a torn shirt. Yeah, she had that. I can't substantiate this, but I heard that she had the Hulk Hogan breakaway shirt. What you gonna do when the host starts running wild on you? What you gonna do when a doctor is coming to take away you? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the host starts going wild on you? What you gonna do when you're using Gorilla Glue? That's right, Ansel. I was talking to that fly like, yeah. See? I told you to stop fucking with me. Mia says, you have to share your location. It's not automatic. I know. But that's a known feature of an iPhone. You don't hear Android folks talking about that shit. So you leave your phone open in the bathroom, and your girl go right in the joint, share that location. Like, you go on an Android phone, they be like, how you do this shit? Nigga, you can't. Only the person who owns the phone can do it. If they want to, and they don't. Like, nigga, no. No, we don't share that way. We share our location for, like, we put up a post and say, all right, we at Lincoln Financial Field. But not no, oh, yeah, I'm over here doing some shit I ain't got no business doing, and now you know. Human GPS. No, no. TK, right, says blah, blah, blah. Android is dope. It is. I mean, if you like features and a better camera, but you know. All right, we gotta do this. We gotta do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious July 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Kent L. Marshall, happy birthday to you. And Musa Abdullah Muhammad Sr. turning 61 years old today. And Leonard Johnson turning 55 years old today. And Denitra Kuhn Finney, happy birthday to you. And Sharon Williams turning 50 years old today. And Tamika Francis, happy birthday to you. And Muga Peace, happy birthday. And Falande Theodore, happy birthday to you. And Yvette Green turning 62 years old today. And Kamara Presley turning 50 years old today. And last but not least, Stephanie Trinity Van Beredout. Beaverhout. I'm going to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every one of y'all who shares this birthday on this glorious July 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. I have an announcement to make, man. Listen. Leo season starts this Sunday. So I want y'all to all get ready. Because I talked to all the Leos in the world last night. And them motherfuckers said, we going to turn up stupidly this year. Like, we've been letting y'all live, calling y'all birthday, calling y'all signs, seasons, and all of that shit. Like, and now you got Pisces season, Aquarius season, Capricorn season. Hey, when y'all get a season? Y'all ain't had no. So Leo season, the real season is coming up. And we about to be bombing on y'all. We going to be real arrogant, outright, and stupid with it. I just want to let y'all know what it's going to be like, because I'm going to be crazily obnoxious with this shit this time. You know what I mean? So from July 23rd to August 22nd, you know what I mean? Y'all might want to unsubscribe. Y'all might want to unsubscribe. Listen, man, I'm not playing this shit. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Emily talking about Pisces rocks, and they don't. They kick rocks. But they don't rock. All right. But anyway, even though my dad was a Pisces, but, you know, he always wanted to be a Leo, too, he told me. Rest in peace, Dad. Anyway, I don't know what's going to ultimately happen with this chick, Carly Russell. But I don't really think this is going to end well, because it's not going well. Now, Now she's gone mute. She's not talking to the press. She's not talking to the cops. You know what I mean? I think she's about to lawyer up if she hasn't already. But that lets you know a lot. When a victim feels like they need legal counsel, well. I don't know if she knew that this was going to blow up the way that it does, that it did. But you know how it is. Between social media and the media, the local and national media, you know what I mean? A black woman getting abducted or facing violence doesn't always get the attention that it deserves. It doesn't always get the coverage that it should garner. And this time it did. And it's looking like it's not looking good. How will this affect other black women who are in trouble, deep physical trouble, or put in traumatic situations? How will that affect them going forward? Will people be looking at black women sideways like y'all be lying? You know what I mean? You got Tawana Brawley, you know, 30-something years ago, and now you got this Carly Russell chick out here frauding and faking and getting people to donate money and got people shedding tears. They don't even know her. Tears. Loving your black ass again. Tears. Another black girl. All right, anyway. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get Em Ism show. So make sure y'all come through. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So let's rock, baby. All right. Oh, shit. Apparently, all right, let's go. All right. So, wow, Carol. It's hard to put the worms back in the can once it gets open. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. One, two, on the other side, my boobers. One,